3:03 here in the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack getting ready to set sail here for a Wednesday on KGYM. We will talk some local golf, talk about the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament. That'll be coming up on Monday, July the 9th. And we will do that coming up with Pat Cobb. Dr. Dave Johnson going to be joining us as well. Brian Haas here in studio to answer your questions. So we'll talk some golf with you through the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming up next here on KGYM. And welcome in to the Gym Class for a Wednesday here at KGYM. An absolutely gorgeous day. A Chamber of Commerce weather day out there. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Jeff Downing in for Kyle Mann today. Jeff, our producer, as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour, your local programming block getting underway. We are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We encourage you to stop on by there. Great place to go after work. Kind of a midweek pick-me-up, if you would. And they are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class. And that comes your way right here on KGYM. We've got a John Deere Classic package for you to give away during Caddy Smack. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. And we will present that here to hopefully a golfer that can take advantage of it. Go over there and see Zach and some of the top PGA pros over there. It runs the 48th annual John Deere Classic. It runs from July 9th through the 15th. And we've got for you free tickets and parking passes all this week right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Plenty going on in the sports world today. Afternoon baseball and, of course, the World Cup, our favorite, right?
Yeah, and a pity Kyle is not here to give his World Cup minute, but
I can give you 20 seconds.
Go ahead, because it was a big day today.
It was indeed. Germany knocked out one of the kingpins of World Cup soccer.
Defending champion.
How about that?
Gone.
Defeated by Korea, 2-0. Korea was up 1-0 and then scored an empty net goal for the final score, but shocking news out of the World Cup. I likened it to a Loyola in the NCAA basketball tournament.
Without Sister Jean, though.
Exactly.
No,
well,
Sister...
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we don't know. Maybe they have their own version of Sister Jean. I don't know about that. Don't know about that. But that was a significant blow, obviously, to the Germans, but just to the World Cup this year in general, because, like you said, the Germans were considered, if not the favorite, one of the favorites. Going into this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're out.
Argentina barely survives. That was yesterday, actually, but it's been a weird tournament.
Like the
as far as I know.
Like the NCAA tournament, right? Kind of very similar to how that has played out. So there you go. It is Mark's soccer half minute coming your way today here on KGYM. A couple pieces of news as far as Iowa is concerned. Jacob Kunz announced earlier today, the former Solon product, that he is going to sit out this football season. Now, he was a redshirt freshman last year, and he is going to sit out, concentrate on, sounds like, his academics to get that all taken care of, and probably wasn't going to be counted on heavily to be on the field, but he will take this year off, get everything back in line, and hopefully he wants to rejoin the Hawkeye football team coming up in 2019 when that rolls around. So there you go with that. And then wrestling news. Iowa Wrestling picked up a verbal commitment from a wrestler from Albert Lea, Minnesota, Albert Lea Area High School. He is expected to wrestle at 184 pounds in college. He right now wrestles at 170. Zach Glazier. Or Glazer, one of the two, G-L-A-Z-I-E-R, number 32 overall recruit in the country. He is rated number 4 in the country at 170 pounds. And like I said, he is thinking he's going to wrestle at 184 for Tom Brands and the Hawkeyes. So good pickup right there. And I believe the second commitment for Iowa Wrestling.
They had a good recruiting season so far. And very soon we'll talk with Mark Ironside, our wrestling expert, about those gets And I'm not sure the credentials of this gentleman, but if I was going after him, he must be pretty decent.
Well, top 32 in the country.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Noon game at the ballpark today, Veterans Memorial Stadium. They're going to extra innings. Beloit and the Colonels 3-3, and the Colonels seeking their seventh straight victory to start the second half.
You know what happens when they win 10? They get fed.
Bananas.
They get fed. So that's what they're...
They don't know that.
No, they all know that. They all know that. So they'll try for the comeback win. But a great start for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the second half of the 2018 season. All right, 3:09. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to get into Caddy Smack. We're going to start things off here today. And Rick Swan and I yesterday had a chance to talk to Dr. Dave Johnson, so we will play that interview. Talk to Pat Cobb. Brian Haas going to be joining us as well coming up here in just a little bit. So stay tuned. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM.
There's no place like the fair, the Linn County Fair in Central City. Come see what the talk is all about today through Monday. Carnival rides are always a favorite, and they're just the beginning. Tomorrow, Community Savings Bank presents Youth Day with free activities from barnyard races to hands-on activities in the Farm Credit Services Ag Educational Zone. The whole family can find something to enjoy in the Farm Bureau free entertainment tent throughout the fair. From local bands to a hypnotist and even a cookie stacking contest. The fair is located in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, today through Monday, with free daily fair admission and parking. Sponsored by SPS Inc., Linn Newsletter, CBS2, Fox 28, CopyWorks, and MediaCom. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com and start your new family tradition at the Linn County Fair.
Sign your kids up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2018 season. Backed by popular demand is the modified flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through sixth graders play tackle, and everybody learns and has a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority with high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 13th, and equipment fittings start soon. Early bird discount good through July 1st. Register now at MetroYouthFootball.com.
No matter what kind of day you're having, make it better at Mulligan's. Stop in with your friends for happy hour every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Take a break with their lunch specials. And when Iowa gifts us with great weather, take advantage of it on their big outdoor patio. Don't miss live music at Mulligan's, too. Keep an eye on their Facebook page to see who's performing next. Mulligan's Pub, 1060 Old Marion Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At Mulligan's, you always get a shot at a better day.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before noon and after 5, play 18 holes with cart for just $24.61. You'll also get that same deal on weekends after 4. St. Andrews has brand new carts that they hope you'll enjoy. And new this year, they've got a Friday night couples special. After 4 o'clock on Fridays, couples are welcome to golf with cart for that same $24.61 price. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
And welcome back to Caddy Smack, and we are joined now by Dr. Dave Johnson, Zach's dad. How you doing today, Dave?
Doing great, Rick. You?
Wonderful, wonderful. We're getting ready for another foundation event. It's coming right up here, July 9th at Elmcrest, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
A little over a week away, so that's good.
Yeah. Let's just quickly bring people up to date on the Zach Johnson Foundation. Raising a lot of money, aren't they?
It just amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
It just amazes me. And they've been averaging about $1 million a year, and that allows them, it frees them up to do so many neat programs and have people that can do the stuff they need to do and get the results that they're getting with these kids through the academic year as well as during the summer.
Yeah, and
the summer program is definitely turning heads, and it's getting, the results for the kids are just awesome, and they're enjoying it too, which is better. Anything you can do to prevent that academic slide, as
right.
well as provide for these kids during the summer's recreational activities and in the safe areas to do it, that's really a good thing.
Well, and the neat thing here, Dave, is the fact that since we're getting into many years of the Classic and the Zach Johnson Foundation, you're starting to see some of the dividends of the early people
mm-hmm.
that went through the foundation.
For sure, yeah. They're in high school now, so... And, of course, the goal is to get them into college and be able to help some of these kids get to college that never would have been able to, probably. So it's pretty exciting to see what's going to happen just down the next couple of years after this, too. So
yeah, it's hard to believe this is the 8th annual Foundation Classic. Can you believe
Crazy.
That?
No.
Once again this year, general admission tickets are free again, but you do need to have your ticket. To get
yes.
entry into the Foundation Classic, but they are free, right?
Right, yeah, right. Through the Hy-Vee, I think the drugstores and the grocery stores, I think both, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And having been there as both a volunteer and just someone who went out and watched.
General fan,
yeah,
Rick.
it is so easy to get in and out throughout the day there. The Foundation makes it so simple. To transport yourself in and out of Elm Crest that day, so you can go go for the whole day. You can go for lunch, breakfast, whatever.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It is. It's really fun, and it, like you said, it's free and it's pretty simple. And I think, barring just horrible weather, it's just really a fun time. And even
yeah.
if you don't know much about golf, I don't know how you couldn't still enjoy yourself. They have some good food there. And,
mm-hmm.
In and out easy, and get up close and personal to see some of these people, and pretty cool thing.
Last year was the first time I got to see the challenge at the very beginning where they were breaking the panes of glass. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing how many times once they kind of get it figured out, it doesn't take them too long.
No.
And they can start drilling a bunch of them. So
right.
We're trying to just hit good shots, and these guys, and that's why they're good and professionals, but they've got it, like you said, down to a science after they get that trajectory taken care
mm-hmm.
of.
Yeah, once they get that trajectory and distance figured out, then they can be pretty consistent with it. It's really fun to watch. And then it's fun to watch when Zach interviews some of these guys out there.
Right.
Let them talk a little bit.
Yep.
And the crowd can get into it a little bit. It's really neat.
Let's talk a little bit about Zach. He had a great start to this past tournament again.
Yeah.
And a pretty good start on Saturday, too. And, a top
right.
top 20 finish, right? But it seems like that's happened a couple times now recently where he finished pretty well at the U.S. Open and had a good run here. So how is he feeling about his season?
Yeah, I think he feels like he's pretty close. I mean, he's said that a few times. And then, again, recently, I think he even posted something on Twitter that he feels like he's pretty close. He's waiting patiently.
Yes.
So, we'll see how that patience holds up. I mean, it's probably tough, he's in the league after the first day on Thursday and then this last week, and then he ended up second after Friday and then just couldn't get it going Saturday and Sunday and then finished two birdies in a row on the last two holes, kind of move him up a little bit. But
right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, and that was one of the courses where I don't think you have to be a bomber. Obviously, Bubba is a bomber, but if you don't keep it in play,
mm-hmm.
in most of these courses, and you get it in the rough or get it out of position, pretty hard to score.
Mm.
Yeah, like
the
U.S. Open was kind of a tough setup too.
Yeah, and I think you guys probably saw what Zach had to say, and And he kind of predicted what was going to happen because he wasn't complaining about his right. round on that Saturday. He was complaining about how the course was set up and what the speeds of the greens were, and he knew what was going to happen in the afternoon, and he was right on.
Yeah.
Those last 10 guys were like 67 over par. They averaged like 6.7 over par.
Wow.
Those last 10 guys on Saturday.
Looked like Rick and I a little bit, but no. Well, you mentioned Zach's comments there, and I don't know if you had talked with him after that just to see what he was thinking about it, and just to get kind of just to kind of get into his head a little bit about how tough it was on that third day at Shinnecock.
Well, I didn't call him. I guess we texted back and forth a little bit, and I said, "Well, looks like you were right, spot on." He says, "You know, I hated to do it, but you know, and especially after all the build up for that week, and how they said it wasn't going to happen, that the USGA was no way going to allow this to happen." And it did, and they let it happen. And, you know, Shinnecock is one of these courses that, you know, it really has its own defenses pretty well anyway. And
right.
You don't have to make them that fast or that dry and allow that to happen. And they knew the forecast. The forecast was right on. It wasn't like it was caught them by surprise. It's just amazing how they can they can be such a controversial body compared to everybody else in that sport. Mm-hmm. You know, PGA of America, you're never going to have this problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Royal and Ancient, you know, they have to live with the weather, so they always err on the side of being conservative.
Sure.
And, you know, the Augusta National does always a great job, and PGA Tour does too. So, I mean, you just, mm-hmm. So there's five bodies, and there's only one that has to get in the middle of it and try to trick things up, and it's too bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I think is kind of bad is Brooks Koepka did as well as anybody, obviously, during those tough 2 days.
Sure.
And was the winner, but it's going to take a little bit away from him, which it shouldn't, you know. I mean, you kind of wonder if it wasn't quite as bad with Dustin Johnson had a chance to play a little bit better. And those two guys are like best friends. I mean, it would have been fun to see a little bit more of a competitive thing Saturday and Sunday between them. But,
sure.
You know, it is what it is. And it's just, you know, you think about over just the last 10, 15 years, some of the things that have happened through the USGA, and it just kind of makes you shake your head. So.
Yeah. Well, Zach's taking this week off, and then he'll be busy. John Deere, his tournament, and then headed over to Carnoustie to play for trying to bring that the cup back.
The Claret Jug.
The Claret Jug.
Yeah.
We need to get that back.
he just loves that tournament. I mean, it just,
yeah,
it doesn't really matter where it is. He's always said, well, you know, when he won it at St. Andrews, he didn't think that was going to be the place that he could win it at. But he just loves how they run the tournament and that type of golf and how you have to think. And so, you know, again, we'll see what happens. I hope he can get something going here, a little momentum at John Deere. And then get overseas and we'll see what happens. And we're getting down to, you know, two more majors and some of the playoff events, and then you got Ryder Cup, and that's, trust me, that's in the back of his head too.
I know he really wants to make that. It seems like he's ramping up here properly. I mean, remind me about some of his rounds at Carnoustie. Has he handled that pretty well?
I honestly can't tell you.
Okay.
I honestly can't tell you. I'm trying to think if he's played it twice now. This would be number three, or is it just? I got to believe it's probably number three. What is this? His 15th year on tour. So I got to believe it's probably number three.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's really tough, though. I think it's a really
It's probably the toughest of the rotation. Probably the toughest.
Yeah, I think it's really supposed to be tough. So, and that should, you know, that may work out fine for him. You know, again, I don't know as far as the driving distance if that's a big deal or not. I mean, that's the thing that maybe sometimes can hurt him. So, you know, we'll just have to see.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
Well, it feels like he's ramping up properly. So let's go ahead and remind people again, get your tickets at Hy-Vee for the Foundation Classic. Free tickets, by the way, but you will need the ticket.
Free.
You will need to have that ticket to get in there at Elmcrest on Monday, July 9th.
Correct.
Yeah, and you got the gala on the 8th as well that you got to look forward to as also.
Yeah, exactly. Right, that is so much fun. Oh, my goodness. It just mind-boggling. So it's a fun 24 hours, really.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, almost less than. So, and we'll have him. I think he comes in town on Friday, and then he'll leave for John Deere Monday after the tournament with a bunch of other guys, and I think they put him in a bus and haul him down there.
Yeah,
ready to go.
That'll be good. I like to be on the bus, but it'll be interesting. All right, hey Dave, appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll look forward to the. The 8th annual Foundation Classic coming up on Monday the 9th.
You bet.
All right. We'll take a break, come back with more on Caddy Smack after. And we will have more on Caddy Smack coming up for you right here on KGYM. We're going to talk to Pat Cobb here in just a moment, and we will talk some golf with you. And if you have a question, Brian will join us via the phone from down at Riverside coming up. Will not be able to join us here in the studio today, but we will have that. And if you have a question, go ahead and let us know at 319-366-1600.
To clarify, Zach Johnson played in the 2007 Open Championship at Carnoustie. It was most recently played there in 07. He tied for 20th. It was also played there in 1999, and Zach was not a part of that tournament.
We all remember what happened in 1999. That was, look it up if you don't remember. That was the unfortunate 72nd hole of Jean Vandevelde back then. So, yeah, that was crazy back in 1999. And Carnoustie is a tough, tough golf course. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity here. Jeff Downing, our producer today, I should say, here. And we're going to give away our John Deere Classic Golf Package today. And it includes tickets. Any day passes to see the John Deere Classic coming up. You'll see Zach over there, and we've got parking passes and 4 any day admission tickets for caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Go ahead, give us a call right now. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. Jeff will get your information. We'll come back, and we'll talk to Pat Cobb here in studio after this. Here, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class on KGYM.
To give batters a different look, pitchers throw a changeup.
Your idea of a different look is sunglasses.
That's true.
But La Quinta Inns and Suites is really taking the different look thing to a new level.
Definitely a major league makeover, starting with a bolder, brighter lobby full of comfortable spaces to let you settle in.
Or chill out in front of a big flat screen like Wingo would.
Oh, you know it. It's a changing La Quinta look to help you get in the zone and look sharp when you hit that big meeting.
Prepare to win at business with La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Book now at LQU.com.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. At 60 gigabytes, we may review accounts for violations of terms and conditions found at straighttalk.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics with Pure Plus technology. A modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear, so you can get the most out of every drive. Make the switch to Pennzoil at a Firestone or Tires Plus location near you and let the performance speak for itself.
Congratulations to Bob in North Liberty. He is our winner. He's going to go to the John Deere Classic and take a look at some of the top pros out there. Zach included. And speaking of Zach Johnson, the Foundation Classic Tournament coming up on Monday, July the 9th. And Pat Cobb joining us here in studio once again here today. How you doing, Pat?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here again. And it's always interesting when Pat's in the studio.
No,
right?
I put out on social media, Pat's going to join us. Sometimes he brings the claret jug. Sometimes he brings breaking news. Since I don't see the claret jug, I'm curious what Pat has to say.
I left it in the car. You saw it last time.
3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was a red letter day.
Yeah, it was a great day. Last year we had the Ryder Cup here, but I didn't have it in time to show it to you guys, unfortunately.
Ah,
so,
well.
You know, so we've been a little short of cups here lately, so we got to get that turned around one of these days soon. So.
Well, ready or not, right?
Ready or not, we're 10 days away, and things are looking good. We're in great shape. We have a great lineup of pros coming in this year, as well as celebrities. Probably the best lineup that we've ever had in early as we've ever had it. We have three guys from the Champions Tour. Jay Haas is coming back, who is just a true gentleman. John Daly is scheduled, and we have a cart reserved for him, so hopefully he will show up. And
John's okay.
John's a good guy. He was wonderful when he was here before, and Steve Stricker's coming back, and I think this is Steve's third visit back for our event. So we're thrilled about that, and we have some guys off the regular tour that are doing well and playing well. Ryan Moore is coming. It'll be his first time here, and he seems always to be on the leaderboard. Bill Haas will be here. Tony Finau is coming back. Jason Duffner, who's been here before and is always a real crowd favorite. We just found out this week that Daniel Berger is coming. And
nice.
Daniel's a kid that's really had a good year so far. I think is somewhere in the top 30 in the world. And when you look at this list, there's, I think, about a dozen guys that are in the top 125 in the world that are going to be here. So it's a real opportunity for people in Cedar Rapids to see some of the finest golfers in the world. And they'll be here. They'll be at Elmcrest. And they'll be out there ready to shake hands and sign autographs and get their pictures taken.
Well, I think Finau, and we should have got him in our fantasy league. Finau's on the verge of something.
He is going to win, and he is going to win a lot. Yeah. And it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. He was here a couple of years ago when we had our little rain delay, and I got to spend a fair amount of time with him down in the locker room. And I'd never heard of him when he came that time, and has turned out to be just a great player, and he's just a really fine young guy.
You sometimes get last-minute commitments from the pros?
We do, yeah. and Zach spends a lot of time getting guys to come in, and these guys are incredibly busy, and you know, they give up another day away from their family to come in. So it's hard to get them. But we have 19 guys with PGA Tour cards that will be here. Some we lose some get added in at the last minute. But we're in great shape this year. We'll be able to fill all the obligations we have to our presenting sponsors. And they'll all have a PGA Tour player to play with. And
very
we're
nice.
Excited about that.
Very nice. Now, do you have some celebrities and some athletes sprinkled in there as well?
Well, we do. And we've got some folks that have been here before that are coming back and some new ones. One of the names that might be familiar to some folks, a guy named Brian Schottenhammer, whose dad is Marty. And
absolutely.
He's a coach with the Seattle Seahawks, has heard about the event. And we extended an invitation, and he said that he would be happy to come out and join us. Some Hawkeyes whose names we'll always know. Danon Hughes has been here, I think, every year, and he's just a great guy, and he's just wonderful, wonderful with our kids. Brandon McManus, a kicker from Denver Broncos. Yeah. I'm going brain dead on you guys here. So, Dallas Clark will be here. Dallas has been at most of our events and is a true fan favorite, and Iowa people, I think, will love him forever. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And the best thing about the Foundation Tournament is that everyone's approachable. You can go out there, you can get an autograph, you can get a picture usually if you ask nicely, and you things know. Like that. And yeah, that's what makes it fun.
At most tournaments when they're playing, you can't get anywhere near these guys. At our event, you can walk right up to them. They'll sign all day long. They'll walk the ropes, and they're really very, very good. And, in fact, occasionally you have to push them a little for pace of play because they're so kind to sign the autographs and to talk to the people that are out there to watch them.
That's the one great thing about this tournament, that the players are so accessible, and you don't see that I mean, you might see it in a pro-am somewhere on tour, but this is a special thing for people to come out and see.
Get mighty close to the guys.
Yeah.
And they have the gala on the previous night, Sunday the 8th. That will be very, very interesting as well.
Yes, we're blessed. We have our gala on Sunday night. We'll have about 750 or so folks there, and those folks are all guests of ours that are our sponsors. To give you some idea of what a community event this really is and people that all come together to help us put on this event. And this will be the third year, I believe, that we've crossed the $1 million threshold in earnings. And a lot of it has to do with those folks paying for sponsorships. And we also have a little auction there that generally will bring in a little extra funding for us. Several hundred thousand dollars usually occurs at the auction. So it's a great night. It's fun. And people love to come back, and we're thrilled to have them there and host them. And you talk about being able to rub shoulders. They're right out there at the bar with you. So
yeah, get a few tips from, you know, your favorite PGA Tour pro.
Absolutely.
Out there. Just,
absolutely.
You know, don't pick their brain too much. Just drop a question, yeah. You know, yeah, subtly.
No putting lessons or any of that stuff. So.
I was talking to Pat, a mutual friend of ours, last night, and he made the comment that, you know, this foundation tournament has been going on long enough that you're really starting to see the fruits of the labor, and that is helping kids in the community. And there's so many great stories already developing out there, right?
There really are. We are so proud of our kids, and you know, these little second graders that we got a few years ago are now going into high school, and we're really, really, really proud of these kids. They've shown great leadership. Four of the five ambassadors at Roosevelt Middle School last year were kids on course kids. Over 90% of our kids going into high school are at grade level in both reading and math. For the district, it's probably a number under 60%. So the dosage of education, the opportunities that these kids have gotten, we have singers, we have dancers, we have soccer players, we have football players, opportunities for kids that without the Foundation Classic and the funds we're able to raise, just would not have had those opportunities. And the fruits of it are wonderful. We're talking about how this is kind of the first last step that these kids will make as they go to high school, as we prepare them for some post-secondary mm-hmm. education. And we work very hard to get these kids thinking about, talking about, and working toward, whether it be an apprenticeship program, whether it be a four-year school, whether it be a two-year school. They just need to do something beyond high school, and we intend to make it possible for them to be able to have that success.
Wonderful.
Yeah, do you ever just kind of find yourself kicking back and thinking, man, alive, just, 15 years ago or something like that, that this, to see what you guys have, the foundation tournament, the foundation, what Zach has done, I mean, just to think about it, the whole scope of it is pretty awe-inspiring.
You know, when you think back, and, you know, I've had the good fortune of knowing Zach since he was a 10-year-old kid, and watched him grow and watched him mature, and saw the desire that he and Kim had to give back to this community and to make sure kids have opportunities. And it's been so much fun to be a part of that with the kids. We've raised a pile of money in this community to do it, and we think we're spending it very, very effectively on the future of our city. And we're into the high schools now. Hopefully we will be expanding into other elementary buildings. You know, it's always a matter of resources, and we keep looking for ways to increase that revenue. And so far we've been fortunate. So no announcements to make in terms of what schools we'll be going to next, but we aren't done yet. So.
Well, you tell us date, time again and whatnot, and talk about the opportunity to see some of these players in sort of a shot-making exhibition, so to speak.
Right. The event will start. The first event is our public clinic, which is at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's on the north end of the driving range at Elmcrest. When you get there in the morning, you can park at Kennedy or you can park at Mount Mercy University. Parking is free. The buses will bring you over and put you right onto the golf course as you arrive. As you go up there, it's really fun. Zach will have 8 or 10 pros up there. There are big pieces of glass you know, at various distances and at various heights in the driving range, and these guys drives them crazy until they hit the target.
And
the
then
first
once
time.
They hit it,
oh yeah, they
it's Katie bar the door.
The first year we did it, it was interesting. Sarah Brown, who is a great young woman who was out on the Symetra Tour, never quite got to the LPGA Tour, but has been on the Golf Channel and instructions and just a wonderful gal. But she was up there with about 10 guys. She was the first one to hit it. And you should have seen those guys suddenly take a little bit stronger look at how they were going to get that ball at the target. But that's kind of a great way to start the day in that you not only see great golfers, but you see pretty wonderful human beings as well in the interaction that they have. You know, these guys are out every week trying to beat each other on the golf course. Mm-hmm. But they're truly, truly good friends, and they're there to help each other. These guys don't have to come and help support what Zach's doing, but it's a testament to Zach that these people are his friends and are willing to come spend an extra day of their life helping him. And in some cases, 3 or 4 or 5 days, they keep coming back, and we're real happy about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And and then Zach will be headed off to the John Deere Classic and hopefully do very, very well over there.
He tends to play pretty well there, and that would be kind of a nice jump start for headed across to the UK and Carnoustie and see what can happen. I'm sure he is still thinking about his opportunity to make the Ryder Cup team and get enough points that he can get to Atlanta on the FedEx Cup shootout. So he's a driven young man, and he'll be there. His wife says he's going to win real soon, so his wife knows.
Well, he tweeted out as well. He thinks 13 is coming very, very soon, and doesn't usually do something like that. So I think that he's probably a prophet there.
You won't find him to be a very boastful guy. So if he says something, he kind of means it.
I didn't realize, Pat, until I just looked it up. He's made the cut in 11 straight Open Championships, and there's been several top 20s sprinkled in there. So, as you know, he likes this tournament.
He likes that tournament, and he tends to play well there, and is a bit of a history buff of the game of golf, and loves to go over and play the Lynx golf courses and see where the game was invented.
Yeah, very good. And for more information, I know there's a website that people can check out and get all that they need for the day.
Zach Johnson Golf, check it out online. All the information is there. Should you have any questions, send us an email or call the foundation office, and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. And we hope to have a huge crowd out on a 75-degree sunny day on July 9th.
With no wind.
No wind. Right?
Very little wind. Okay, we'll give very little wind.
We'll see the Claret Jug next year, okay?
As soon as I have it, you guys are going to be the first place I bring it.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate your support.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, have more of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM right after this.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative, member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. With an active personal checking account, you're eligible to earn. Over the past 2 years, DePaco members have shared more than $6 million in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco, and earn thank yous for doing so. Yeah. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and an active personal checking account. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes, and from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings have led to Amana Colony's golf club's consistently high rankings from Golf Digest and Golf Magazine, and the title of top public golf course in Iowa numerous times. And the Lakeside Barn is the perfect setting for weddings and events. Amana Colony's Golf Club in the heart of historic Amana, Iowa, is a pure golf experience. Take advantage of dynamic pricing at amanagolf.com.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at toyotaiowacity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Our thanks to Pat Cobb for joining us, talking about the Zach Johnson Foundation golf outing. That'll be coming up on Monday, July the 9th. On tap this week of the PGA Tour, the Quicken Loans Championship, final one in Washington, D.C., and Tiger hosting that for the foundation, for his foundation, and he will be playing. And hard to believe this, Mark, but according to reports from several reputable websites and Twitter accounts, Tiger looked good in the Pro-Am today.
Oh, shocker.
I didn't say what putter he had, but he's been experimenting with a mallet putter a little bit right there. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. If you have a question for our next guest here, and you can also reach us, I think, via the phone lines as well, but certainly via the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Brian Haas, the pro down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, usually with us in studio, but he is joining us via the phone today because Brian, you've got big days going on at Blue Top Ridge today, don't you?
We do. We have our veterans event today and our donors event tomorrow for our Give Foundation, Golf for Injured Veterans Everywhere. So we've got 188 veterans out on the golf course today.
That is just awesome. Have them out there. And yeah. I bet that's a very, very inspirational sight.
It is. It's fun to watch. It's they all come from our local VA hospital here in Iowa City, and they go through a five-week program. And once they graduate from the five-week program, they're a member of our foundation for the rest of their lives. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. So they're out playing in sixums today. Hopefully they can get around in 6 hours.
Beautiful day to do it, too.
Yes, gorgeous day. So then tonight we have a big dinner. We have all the veterans in our huge ballroom event center, and then we also have all of our donors who are coming tonight as well, and we have some awards for their event today, and then we have our friend of Give Foundation, Andy Meerden, award this evening that's going to go out to Billion Auto, and for all their contributions. They've given us over $155,000 over the last 10 years or so.
Nice.
Truly
really nice event.
Yeah, wonderful event, yeah. Brian. If you have a question for Brian, he's always willing to answer an instructional question or two. 319-366-1600, our Hertina and Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line. And Scott Unash may have one or two last week.
Yeah,
huh?
We'll let
I heard about that. He did explicit signs on that he had the syncopotamuses.
Yeah, we got the El Hozales going.
yeah, that's a tough word to say. I'm sure I probably got beeped out to everybody.
Yes, because no golfer wants to talk about that because it's
no. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's
typically when that happens to a player, their rear end comes in at impact, and it's called early extension. So for each player, it's different. Sometimes you're getting a little too close to the ball. Sometimes maybe you're just even tired. And when you early extend, a lot of times that's core strength and just trying to keep your rear end out on the same line that started at a grass.
Brian, Bryson DeChambeau has been in the news once again. I suspect it won't be the last time. He used a compass in his most recent tournament. Apparently he's been doing it for a while, back to 2016. And the PGA Tour, in consultation with the USGA, said it's okay, basically because the rules don't address it. Should they?
No, I don't see an advantage or disadvantage to using a compass.
Yeah.
He's just really trying to figure out maybe exactly where north is. I'm not sure how that would affect things, and he's probably thinking, you know, the ball can be affected by gravity and in the direction that you're playing a hole, possibly. I don't know the exact reason he'd truly want that compass, and is there some sort of mechanical reason to do that?
Probably
a little bit, but I don't think there's enough force on the ball to really make a change.
He said he's looking at the pin book or the green book, whatever you call it.
That cheating green book that they have.
Trying to determine if the pin is actually located in the spot it is indicated on that sheet. And he said sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. I don't get it myself.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't see how a compass is going to help you do that. I would think it would have more effect on directional on the golf course than anything, but not necessarily where a pin is.
Mm.
But as long as it's not measuring slope in any way, a compass, I don't see any advantage to it. I would say let him have at it. I think he might be wasting his time.
What do those books look like, Brian, that they're always looking at on the green?
Sure. They're very pencil oriented, meaning they're drawings. They're not these colorful, beautiful things that we buy for souvenirs when we go play a really cool place. They are truly just pencil drawings. The ones that I've seen anyway and have been a part of, the bottom of the book is the fairway portion of it and just gives you numbers from those positions, either to the center of the green, front or back, or if not all of that. And then the top half of that book is just a drawing of the green. So it's a larger drawing of the green to show you slopes and directions that the ball's going to move depending on where the pin may be that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
so it's really just showing all those degrees and changes.
And like everything, technology is getting better, and the books are getting better, and they're getting more – they're just getting to – almost an inch of the slope and everything, and I don't know. It's have we seen too much here, or is it too much of an advantage? Ben Hogan never used anything like that,
right? But really, they weren't shooting the scores either. They did, but the courses were different. I don't think they were as difficult as they are today, and nor were they as undulating or crazy at times. You know, there some of the courses are that old and are still being played, like at Pinehurst. But for the most part, a lot of those courses aren't even being played anymore. As far as the numbers go, the caddies are out there days ahead of time and years ahead of time. So these books have years upon years with them. So there's a lot of data being added on top of the data that was already there for each of those books. So they're able to add to those and over the years really create a true book that they don't ever want to lose because they have so much data on that particular golf course and how it plays and where things move and how things are affected by wind conditions, that sort of thing.
Brian, I'm sure you're very proud of your Iowa section brethren, especially Sean McCarty finishing tied for second in the PGA Professionals Championship, going to advance to the PGA Championship. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think four, including Sean, made the top 70. Is that right?
Yes. So you end coming out of the Club Professional Championship, I believe they take the top 20 players and they get to play in the PGA Championship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. If you have the opportunity, it's usually four or five coming out of our section that get to go to the National PGA Championship. And then from there, you have an opportunity to play yourself into the top 20 to play in the PGA Championship. So, yes, that is not an easy thing to do. We had Aaron Kruger on a few years ago,
yep,
who had done the same thing. In fact, that same year previous, he had won our section championship. So he got to play the John Deere as his warm-up to play in the PGA Championship that year.
Nice little warm-up.
Yeah, it's exciting. So I'm really happy for Sean. Sean's coming to play in our Foundation Pro-Am tomorrow, and I'm sure that our donors will be paying a few extra dollars to our foundation to get the opportunity to play with them.
Nice. And then I know we have representation in the Senior Open. Former Cedar Rapids resident Ned Zacker,
mm-hmm,
is going to be playing. He qualified because it is much like the regular, I guess, U.S. Open Championship. If you have the means and if you have the handicap, you can go out there and try to get in. And Ned did that. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, very exciting. That's even tougher, I think, than working your way in as a club professional. The avenue to get there is through everybody in the country. So that is a great feat.
What do you got coming up here? I know when we talked with Sean, there's all kinds of big events coming up in Iowa that'll be played over the next, well, basically 2 or 3 weeks or so.
Yeah, so over the next 4 weeks, we have our section championship, our PGA section championship, which the winner of that has an automatic invite to next year's John Deere Classic. And then the top five get to play in the National Professional Championship. Sean will already be exempt from that. He'll be automatically in. So if we take five from our Iowa section, we will get to take six next year because Sean will be an automatic exemption because of his second place finish. Which is nice. They don't short us one more player because of Sean, and or not because of him, because it's not his fault that he played really well. And then after that, we have our Iowa Open, which we host here in that first early weeks of August, which will be a great event. It has an open division and a senior open division for the Iowa Open. So we're excited to have all the different golf professionals coming from a bunch of different states throughout.
That'll be nice. And, yeah, getting course ready for that, I would imagine. And the greens, what do you want them stimping at for that tournament?
Well, I don't put our greens in an average green. They're really sectioned off by the levels that Reese designed in them. So each green has anywhere between 4 to 6 really good pin positions. And the rest of them are really unpinnable at spots. So if we get them too fast, it'll almost be too difficult, and I don't want to make it so hard on them. But I'd like to see them right around 11.
Okay.
It's kind of my magic number. You start getting faster than 11 on my golf course, and playing the golf course is the easy part. Hitting your putts in the green becomes the difficult part.
You don't want a USGA thing, right?
No, not at all. Right. I don't think we could ever get to that. If you got those, the 14s or whatever they're playing a couple weeks back or for the U.S. Open, I don't know that our greens would be playable that way. They're just too undulating and have too many levels.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back to it. All the vets out on the course, and we'll look forward to having you here in studio a couple weeks from now, Brian. And have fun today with all those guys.
Very good. Thanks for having me today. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. Brian Haas, the professional down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, usually in studio, but joining us down at the golf course today, where we all should be at this time. But big thanks to everybody for listening in today, and a big thanks to not only Blue Top Ridge, but also St. Andrews Golf Course and the Amana Colonies Golf Course, as well as the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. All our great sponsors of Caddy Smack here on KGY.
And thanks to Pat Cobb from the Zach Johnson Foundation,
yep,
Tournament, bringing news and information about it.
Yep, so some great pros that are going to be coming. Stay tuned. Ty Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming up next.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants